You know, it's when we begin to think about him, that's when he appears. It's when Cleopas and them was thinking about him when he appeared. It's always when you let the meditation of my heart and let all my thoughts and let all my songs, let all that I am just meditate on thee, Lord, day and night. That's the way to get God close to you. Quit thinking about what the Joneses is doing and what you're going to do next week and all this thing. Fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. That's right. Go right on down the road, no matter what school keeps or not. We turn the teacher out. And just go right on, believing on the Lord. See? Keep the meditations up on God. Think on these things. The Bible says, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, think on these things. Yes. Well, our thoughts are always negative. We come in the prayer line. I notice we come in the prayer line. Oh, if you'll tell me if this... Oh, you never get nothing like that. No. You're so negative to begin with. Come to the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains. Yeah. That's it. Come with faith, believing. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I'm not going to go through Old Robert's prayer line, and go through Tommy Hicks's prayer line, and go through Osborne's prayer line, and Allen's prayer line, Brown's prayer line, so-and-so's prayer line, go to this church and that church. Why, you're just wasting time. That's all. That's all. The thing to do is just say and make up your mind that it's God, and God said so, and I'm going to meet his requirements, and that settles it forever. God said so. Go after my pastor and say, Pastor, the Bible tells us to call the elders in arm and arm, pray one prayer, faith shall save the sick. That's all I have to know. Amen. If you get sick in the future, don't wait for somebody to come by with some special ministry. You see what happens when your pastor prays for you? You get healed too. See? So they're servants of God. They're God's servants, ordained to lay hands on the sick and pray for the sick, just like anything else.